We're kind of dressed like Kid Rock, only it looks like we smell better. Not much better, but better. This is the Theme, 40 and 2 podcast,
friends till the end, and now they start talking. 40 and Jim in the morning, totally hits 93.3. Also find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. And 24 hours from now, you'll find us here. 48 hours from now, you will not. As it is our long, tedious goodbye, as we're ending the show tomorrow.
Yep. Tuesday is the last show for Woody and Jim in the morning. It has been a fantastic 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since 28
years in Nashville, yeah. And then, we worked before that in Albany, New York for 7 years. So we've been together 35 years, which is the length of a good marriage.
I wouldn't say longer than most. Longer than most.
Most marriages. And just as much sex.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to know how much was involved.
Well, we were young and we needed the money.
That's right.
Now we're old and we don't have any money. But we decided we would go on and do other things other than radio just because we wanted to pay our bills.
That's right. Yeah. I'll be doing some marketing and graphic design and other work for Barbershop Harmony Society. Mm-hmm. And Woody, what is it, the job that you're starting?
The one I'm hoping to do and I'm putting in my final application is I want to be a chalk body outline artist for the Metro Police Department.
Yes.
It'd be my job when they collect the body after they've done the chalk outline is to draw a happy face, on the face. Because murder is such a downer.
I know. It's good for tourism.
If you can make it cheerful.
Right. Yeah. You go it's a murder scene. This was a party scene. See? Look at people.
Murder is such a buzzkill.
Street art is so popular right now.
They have big smiles on their face. Right. They were having a good time.
I'm going to be the new Banksy. That's what I'm going to be.
Wanksy. Yeah. That's what we're going to call it. Yes.
Very nice.
That sounds dirty.
I am looking for something that'll be something besides panhandling. So
all right.
I'll keep him busy. But tomorrow we're hoping to have some folks that have been connected with the show over the years to either stop by the studios or join us on the phone.
Or to say good riddance.
Yes.
I didn't want to be on your show before. I don't want to be on it the last day.
You're breaking my heart.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. 26 years I've been with you guys.
Yeah.
What am I going to do in the mornings now?
I know. We have a history. And just like so many friends, I cannot tell you, and so many friends we've never met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've just kind of spent some time together,
right.
In their cars or in their ears somewhere.
Everybody keeps saying, do a podcast. And it takes a really, really long time to make money doing a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we've been doing a podcast.
For years.
For about 20 years.
Yeah.
I'd still listen to that.
Still haven't heard it, got a dime from it.
Yes. So we're hoping to keep that record going.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right. I'm caught off guard. Still not laughing from all those jokes.
We need a nap from not laughing.
So the attendance numbers for the 4th of July in Nashville, 400,000 people.
Wow.
Came down for the fireworks and shows. That tops last year, which was 365,000.
Wow.
So I'm sure that was a wonderful traffic scene.
Oh, yeah. People are just starting to get home now.
Yes.
There's a viewing party at Jonas Park tonight. The World Cup continues as the USA takes on Belgium. One of our top players, who we all know his name, and I can't pronounce it, so here I asked Google how to pronounce it.
Fuller and Balogun.
Yes. A very American name.
Yes.
And he had a red card because he stepped on somebody's leg. They had to sit out that game. But it looked like it was inadvertent. It was an accident. It wasn't anything. And the president called the FIFA guy and said, hey, remember me? You gave me the FIFA World Peace Trophy. How about you let him play anyway? And he said, okay.
So he's going to get to play.
He gets to play tonight. So
they never make an exception, except for when they make an exception.
Yes. Belgium is upset and they're... There are tears in their waffles tonight.
Oh, poor things.
Our friend Adam is here. What you got?
All right. So if you were at the fireworks show this week, which apparently 400,000 people were there, there's an 8-year-old girl who was hit by a stray bullet.
Oh, my God.
People were firing into the air. amid all the noise, and they were using that as a distraction. People were firing in the air. A stray bullet came down and hit an 8-year-old girl. She's fine. She was taken to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and was treated, but yeah, that's kind of scary.
You got to remember, when you shoot a gun in the air, it's going to come down somewhere.
Gravity works like
that.
Yes.
It doesn't go off into space.
It doesn't go to the moon.
I've used the 4th of July in the past to, like, target practice in my own backyard.
Yeah.
I aim at trees.
Yeah.
Not up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know where it's going to go.
Yeah. I don't want to hit the cattle behind me.
Right? They don't want it either.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. Our last Woody and Jim joke off.
Sad.
Yeah. Well,
it's sad that it began, and it's sad that
it's been sad the entire time.
What am I going to do every Monday?
Let's not kid ourselves. This has always been sad.
Yeah, we'll just call you and tell you jokes on the phone. It'll be fine. But yes, we tell terrible jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh is the loser. Shall we begin?
Let's. Woody, every fortune teller I've ever met has either been incredibly depressed or way too enthusiastic.
Hmm.
Why can't I find a happy medium?
Jim, sadly, a cross-eyed teacher has lost her job.
Yeah.
I guess she couldn't control her pupils.
Oh, that was terrible.
Thank you. Thank you. We know they're terrible jokes. By the way, we know they're terrible.
Woody, why couldn't the sailor finish the alphabet?
Why?
Because he kept getting lost at sea.
Oh. That wasn't that good either.
Went to a farm this weekend and saw a sign that said, duck, comma, eggs. And I thought, the comma is really unnecessary. Then it hit me.
Duck, eggs.
What? They're throwing eggs.
The best jokes need to be explained.
Yes, they do.
Obviously.
Woody, Buddha walked up to a hot dog stand and said, make me one with everything.
Jim, a Boston sheep was arrested for fleecing. He's currently behind bars.
That was kind of cute,
Boston.
Actually.
Boston. Out in the yard, in the bars.
Woody, what's the greatest invention ever? The thermos. You say, sure. It just keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. But how does it know?
That is a good question.
Jim,
what did August say to June when June claimed it had 31 days?
I don't know.
Don't you lie to me.
What are you, Gallatin woman? Went fishing with 6 guys on Old Hickory Lake. And came back with a big red snapper.
What? You don't get that?
No!
I've actually heard that before.
I think you told it to me.
I probably did. Big red snapper. Jim, I told my girlfriend that I've always had a thing for Beyonce. She says, well, whatever floats your boat. And I said, no, that's buoyancy. Okay.
Can someone explain that to me, please?
You know, over the weekend, Taylor Swift got married. You know, okay, we go way back with Taylor Swift. Obviously, our invitations got lost. But, you know.
Oh, no, I was there.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Oh. I thought you got one, too. We just didn't mention it when we got back to work. It was great.
That's really sweet of you.
Of course, Adam Sandler was the officiant of the wedding, which I thought was really cool. I guess Travis Kelce, they said, okay, you can pick one thing you want. And he said, I want Adam Sandler to marry us. And he did. So that was pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah. He dreamed big and small all at the same time. You know?
What are you, Jim in the Morning? Totally Hits 93.3. It's time for Gender Wars now. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. Joining us in the pillow fort for the ladies, we have Victoria. For the guys, we have Mark. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome. Let's get to know you a little bit with a warm-up question. Let's start with Victoria. Tell us the tiniest conspiracy theory you believe in.
All birds are around to spy on us.
All the birds around us are spying on us. Are they? Do you believe they're little tiny robots?
I do.
Yes.
Well, it's a well-known fact that all the birds were killed during the Reagan administration and were replaced by robots.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Woody goes to the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
He knows all about it, too.
We all know. If it flies, it spies.
Exactly.
I'm on board, Victoria. I'll see you at the next meeting.
All right, Mark, what's the tiniest conspiracy theory you believe in?
All right, it is the White House ballroom is actually a bunker because my best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid who's going with a girl who knows Baron Trump. He said the mysterious floating orbs were aliens and they need a bunker. It's pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But they already have a bunker.
They need a new one.
They need a new one.
It's covered in gold.
I actually don't disagree with this.
Yes.
All right. I love this.
All right. We'll begin with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go, Victoria. In golf, if it's a par 5 hole and you get in the hole in 3 shots, is that called a birdie, an eagle, or an albatross?
Eagle.
Eagle is right.
Yes.
Nice job.
Nice.
All right, Mark. Is Love Island USA seen on Netflix? What? Is it seen on Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Peacock?
Oh, God. I have a daughter who's 20, and this is the bane of our nighttime existence.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's so, on every night.
So
it is so terrible. It's horrible. Humanity is effed.
And where is it seen?
Yeah, where can you see that at?
Peacock, of
Peacock,
course.
Okay. Wow.
Good job.
All right.
A correct answer and a disclaimer. All right, Victoria. The winged foot of Mercury is the logo of what tire brand?
Winged foot of Mercury. Mm-hmm. Firestone?
Not Firestone.
No, that's a Goodyear thing.
It also flies and spies.
Keep an eye on that Mercury.
The blimp.
Okay, Mark. Shiba is a famous brand of what?
I think I would usually say cat food, and I could be right or wrong, but I'm just going to say shoes.
Okay.
Okay.
It is not shoes.
It is cat food.
It is cat food.
Good job.
Victoria, the Bill Murray movie Kingpin is about what sport?
Kingpin, is that bowling?
What'd you say?
Bowling.
Bowling is right, yes.
Nailed it.
I just heard, but...
Rent
is due.
Okay.
All right, Mark. What pop singer is one of the stars of Hulu's Only Murders in the Building?
That would be Miss, why I can see her face right now. Why am I blanking now? I can't have this be my final.
What's her
my
name?
My final. Oh, God.
The answer is...
Selena Gomez.
Yes!
It is Selena Gomez. If you were faking that for dramatic purposes, you did it well.
I was doing a good job. I was looking at her face.
You are quite the thespian.
I could come up with Justin Bieber, but I could not come up with the...
All right, it's tied at 2. We settle this game with Name That Song Lyrically. Up to 5 lines of a song. Victoria, how many will you need to name it?
3.
All right, you want to do it in less than 3, Mark?
2.
What do you think? Victoria, you want to do it in 1?
Yeah, I'll do it in 1. Why not? It's the last game.
You're going to do it in 1?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, this is tough.
Give me an easy
Wait,
one.
Zero not an option?
1 line.
Is zero not an option? Is telepathy not allowed?
Here's the line. My house is out of the ordinary.
My house?
No. It's not a bad guess. It's
burning
not,
down the house, it, talking head.
Yes!
Oh,
wow! Mark would have got it anyway.
Good
not
job,
bad.
Mark.
Nicely done. Hey, Victoria.
Thanks
so much.
I appreciate listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
We love you. Thank you for listening to us and just being a part of the family. Mark, congratulations. We've got tickets for you to go see Bob Dylan at Ascend.
Yes. All right. I'll bring some Jell-O for him.
All right.
Green room treatment.
Ah. Oh, this,
he's very demanding, but you're going to take care of that.
Very nice.
And adult diapers.
Oh, cold.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Kind of bittersweet for a Monday, as it'll be our last Monday.
I know. People have been, like, word has got out. Woody, you had the announcement on the weekend and stuff that... our last show will be tomorrow.
Right.
My heart's broken.
The financial situation of the way the show works here at this station just no longer worked out financially for us.
Right.
So we can't continue. Yeah.
So we decided we'd rather feed our families and
exactly.
You know, and pay, and pay our bills as opposed to coming in here every morning as volunteers.
Yeah.
Those are important.
Which yes. We've been doing for a little while.
We have been doing it for a while. And now it's like we realized, I could pay my mortgage.
Can't afford to do that.
Yeah. So yeah, we have to go out and find real jobs. And Jim, you found a real job.
I have. It's a marketing and design job with the Barbershop Harmony Society, which most people don't know, has their international headquarters in Nashville.
Never heard of it.
For the people who do barbershop quartets and choruses.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's cool. I went to their international competition this past week.
Now, that was in St. Louis, where everyone from around the world, barbershoppers, came together to do their barbershopping.
The best of the best.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. They made history.
Very cool.
A women's quartet, GQ, they won the gold medal, and it's the first time with any time a woman... Like, they are the first women, and not, like, even in quartets that have, like, mixed, you know, some men, some women.
Yeah.
There's never been a woman champion. Now all four of them are champions, so it's pretty cool.
Breaking through the glass ceiling.
That's exactly.
Fascinating.
Very cool.
Yeah.
A women's barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
They're really good. They're tremendously.
I also don't follow this segment of the entertainment industry, so.
You know, believe it or not, it's growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's doing great.
All right. Very cool. And Adam is here joining us, and we've actually put out the word to some people who have been on the show in the past, if they'd like to come in tomorrow or just join us on the telephone or something like that.
Right. So tomorrow is really going to be more the look back and goof around and all bets are off kind of show. People are saying, why aren't you making a bigger deal of it? I tell you, I'm still traumatized. I worked with a guy in the 90s who was only on the air for 2 years. But he held a month-long celebration and, pity party for himself after he was going to another job where people were coming in and giving him, like, you know, bowing to him and throwing rose petals wherever
he was.
He
was President Trump for a few days.
Yeah.
And here, I brought you a trophy.
And for 30-some years, I've been traumatized. Like, I'm never going to be that guy.
I'm familiar with that because I was the guy that replaced that guy.
That's right.
And Jim Thank and I God. Have actually worked together since 1991, from before anyone listening was born. Adam is here, our friend Adam, who has something in common with us. He is also coming in as a volunteer.
Yes. As, not
like,
getting paid.
Like us, he's not being paid to be here now. Yeah, but you've been so nice. You've brought us gifts, and if we'd known we were going to get gifts, we would have said we were leaving a long time ago. But you
exactly.
wrapped them in everything, and you said you're a terrible wrapper, but these look great.
My husband wrapped these.
Oh, okay.
I cannot. I wrap like a 5-year-old, y'all.
This is like, you know, wrapping you would get, you know, at a Macy's if they still have that.
Right.
No, he spent like 20 minutes wrapping these.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, they did a great job.
God love him. Okay. Again, I told you it was goofy, but...
We like goofy.
Yeah.
Giving presents, that was really sweet.
Very nice of you. Thank you so much.
No, it's just kind of
very well.
Something to remember me, you, by. I don't know.
No, we have known Adam for years and years.
Yes.
Like most of our friends.
They
were listeners and then became close parts of the family.
I've been listening for over 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Fantastic. So this is it's like a plexiglass... I don't know what you would call it. It's like a little monument.
Yes.
In
Like I said earlier, it's Woody and Jim 250.
We will post a picture of this and be very proud of this. Thank you so much.
I've actually already queued it up to send to Jim if he wants to post it.
Oh, thank you. This is so great. It's Woody and I wearing the most patriotic clothes with flags and explosions in the background. It says, celebrating 250 years on the air. God bless America.
I love this. This is so cool.
It's so much fun making it.
Thank you so much.
That is fantastic. That is
awesome. No, you guys have done so much for Nashville. Seriously. With all of your work with Monroe Carroll Jr. and Nashville Humane,
We're still going to be doing that.
I know, but still, you've done so much work for Nashville over the past 2 decades, and it's inspiring, and we appreciate it. So
thank you.
I want to do something fun for you.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you so much.
That blows me away. Yeah. It blows me away. I will post this on the Woody and Jim Facebook, Instagram, and everywhere else I can do it.
We're going to miss you so much.
Well, thank you.
I will.
We're kind of dressed like Kid Rock, only it looks like we smell better.
Yeah.
Not much better, but better. All right.
Yeah, we look a little less like there's embalming fluid running through our veins.
Then we just got out of a hot tub with RFK Jr.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, it's official. Over the weekend at Madison Square Garden, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are now married. I guess it was officiated by Adam Sandler, which I think is pretty cool.
The wedding singer.
Yeah, I love that.
Why?
He did. I guess she told Travis, you can pick one thing. And he said, I got it.
Adam Sandler was it?
Yeah.
I love it.
Paul McCartney performed. Of course, a lot of special guests and stuff. And now we have to start the poll of how long will it last?
I was going to say, how long before they start a family?
That's true.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Shall we flip coins?
So it's Burger Week. And that means in Nashville, we're celebrating burgers. It's the week you go out and you find either a new burger place or you celebrate the burger place that you love. There are 50 restaurants participating around town, classic places like the Pharmacy and new startups, where they celebrate by taking their signature burger, the burger they're most proud of, and offering it for $8 this week.
I love the Pharmacy.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
I've been there in years.
It's been way too long.
Yeah.
It's so good. I actually just ordered it like last week on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's the Pharmacy. People always say, like, oh, that's been around forever. Like, let me tell you about this new place. No,
but it's still awesome.
It's still the best.
Yeah. Yeah, no
kidding.
This
new place.
Yeah. I got a soft spot for Jack Brown's as well.
Yeah.
I love Jack Brown's.
Yeah. So go out and celebrate. Get yourself a burger this week. And if you go to the right place, you can get them for $8.
Very cool.
Good to know.
Good deal.
This week.
Awesome. Burger Week.
So. We talk a lot about, well, not we, they talk a lot about Florida Man all the time.
Okay.
But for once, this guy has a really cool story. 71-year-old man, he's going out to take his dog out late at night and decides to grab his fishing pole and go fishing in the canal behind his house.
As one does.
And an alligator jumps out and attacks him.
Oh, my God.
And pulls him into the canal.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, and this, I didn't know this. Apparently, if you stab an alligator in the eyes, they will let go. So he uses his fishing pole and starts jabbing the alligator's eyes. And eventually, he gets out of the water, and his dog helps him back into the house. Like, he kind of...
Wow.
It's a beagle, I think it was.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. He survived. He made it. But that was... a really cool story.
What a harrowing, terrible thing.
Yeah.
That was the whole journey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just feel like I went to the movies. That was amazing.
We need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning double walk around the neighborhood. Of course, the horrifying double earthquakes they had in Venezuela, where there was one and then a worse one happened just seconds later. There's so much destruction, so much loss of life. And a lot of people are having some miraculous rescues. A dog named Buddy was in the remnants of his collapsed house for 8 days. And they finally got Buddy out. I guess he was in there. I guess the owner had pretty much given up on finding Buddy ever again. But 8 days later, he was, obviously, weak. and dehydrated, but
yeah,
Buddy is okay.
Poor little Buddy.
There's a video. It's all in Spanish, but it's fun to watch their reaction when they bring Buddy out of the hole.
If you want to see the video, you can check it out on the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93 Facebook page, or you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com. So what's going on the rest of the day today, guys?
I didn't sleep well last night. My girlfriend invited our dog Lucy into the bed, and she was like poking me with her paws. And so I went out to the living room thinking, okay, I'll sleep out there. And the cat was doing biscuits on me. So I'm hoping to grab a nap today.
I haven't planned
past that.
Sweet Mora.
I got to bring my dog to the vet he's not doing well. So
I'm sorry.
Keep a prayer and a positive vibe out there for Wally. He's being very sickly and he's old, so that you can never be sure what's going to happen.
The sweetest little boy.
Yeah, he is. Sad. He certainly is. What about you, Adam?
So I have a very exciting day ahead of me. We're going to work. Our salon, German Gray in Germantown. We have to change out a toilet and then do some light cleaning. So, yeah, very thrilling.
Is this one of those days like where the customers aren't there, but you got to do all the stuff?
We're closed. Okay. So, yeah, right. Gotcha. It's the easiest day to do projects like this. So
changing out a toilet doesn't sound like light cleaning afterwards.
I'm light cleaning. Okay. My husband's the one changing the toilet.
He'll be doing the manual labor.
He's doing the toilet stuff.
No, he's doing that. He's a supervisor.
He's Mr. Home Depot. You're going to just come in and wipe up afterwards.
It's in my car. So,
all right, I like it.
Yeah, that's the plan.
It's a good division of labor.
Yeah. I get to mop. He gets to change the toilet.
We'll catch you back here on a bittersweet Tuesday tomorrow with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.